This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight are Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And Johnny, you have brought something rather interesting to the proverbial table tonight, and it has to do with Donald Trump's proposed tariff on imported steel and aluminum. And we talked about these tariffs a good bit on Friday night, where Trump wants to first introduce a 10% tariff on imported aluminum, impose a 25% tariff on imported steel, and then something that he is calling reciprocal tariffs that would match whatever other country tariffs are on U.S. exports. And, Johnny, you've got a story about a company saying that, well, they'll go out of business instead of continuing to do something?
No, not quite that drastic, Daryl.
Okay.
I have a story from ABC News. Electrolux halts Tennessee project after tariff announcement.
Ah, okay. So they're just halting a specific project. They're not halting business altogether.
No. Electrolux says its plans for a $250 million plant expansion in Tennessee are on hold, and the Swedish appliance maker is citing President Donald Trump's tariff announcement as the reason. Electrolux's investment plans included modernizing and adding 400,000 square feet to the plant in Springfield. Construction was slated to begin later this year. The company is pointing to Trump's announcement of new tariffs on imported aluminum and steel. In a statement to the Tennessean, company spokesperson Eloise Hale says that decision gives foreign appliance manufacturers, quote, a cost advantage that is hard to compete against. Hale says the company is still evaluating the tariff announcement, but is so concerned about the potential impact that it put the Springfield project on hold until Trump's order is signed and final details are clear. And the story was interesting to me because it deals with the seen and the unseen. And I've just been getting very angry when I hear the news coverage and I see words like dumping and glut.
Yeah.
And these are good things because it means that more is being produced and it's cheaper and more available, and that's how society marches on.
I really thought that we had put this whole tariffs are a good idea thing to bed. That, like, not everybody thinks would think it, but that enough people would think that tariffs are a bad idea, that we just didn't have to deal with this anymore. The fact is, free trade, even if it's only going in one direction, benefits the nation that has the free trade.
Right, but the problem that we run into is we have a president that does not understand basic economics. He was posting on Twitter, and we read the tweets on Friday where he was posting about the trade deficits with other countries and how trade deficits are just absolutely unacceptable. Well, Ian also had a trade deficit earlier today, as did you and I, Mark, where we all went to supper.
Yep.
And we had a trade deficit with a local burger place.
Right. Local burger never buys anything from you, do they?
They have never purchased anything from me, but I gladly give them my Dash every Sunday in exchange for pork and curd fries.
Mm-hmm. Now, this particular story, what it specifically puts me in mind of are American manufacturers who are going to be hurt by it because they have inputs that include steel and aluminum, and if they have to pay more for them, then they're going to have trouble selling their products.
Right.
They're going to be at a competitive disadvantage.
We were talking about how the cost of beer is going to wind up going up because the vast majority of cans that are used for beverages come from imported aluminum. The aluminum manufacturers in the United States are at the lowest levels of production since 1951, and production has dropped every year over the last 5 years. There's no way that the U.S.-based companies that mine for aluminum are going to be able to make up the difference of whatever amount of aluminum doesn't get imported because of these tariffs. And then people, some people think that, oh, well, tariff, that means that the foreign company pays. No, 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 no. It means that you and I, the end consumer, wind up paying. That cost gets added to us.
Yeah, it drives up prices. And
That's akin to saying that a sales tax means that the grocery store winds up paying.
I think that the best argument for tariffs is that there are times when countries have decided that they want to support a particular industry. So, for instance, China decides they want to subsidize the Chinese steel companies to the detriment of U.S. steel companies, to the point that they will run somebody out of business. And certainly one can claim that, for instance, manufacturing of toasters in the United States doesn't exist anymore. A lot of manufacturing in the United States that used to exist simply doesn't exist anymore. It's hard to even get a T-shirt that was made in the U.S., and if they run it out of business, then they raise the prices back up to a market level after they've subsidized for, 5 years or whatever and killed off their competition. I think it's the best argument in the case of tariffs, but, still, it's countered economics.
I think it's right. I think that's sort of a myth and a hypothetical that's good to come up with and scare people with, but it doesn't bear out in the real world. I heard a story about Standard Oil and Rockefeller, is that right?
Yes.
And a group of European petroleum competitors, people who were in the same industry as he was, used a tactic against him to sell at, bare bottom rates in order to take away all his business. And then the idea was that they would go back to a more normal market price after he had been run out of town. And what he did is he bought supplies from them and then resold them at the market rate, and it didn't work at all. So it's like a what if scenario that doesn't actually work. The only way that you can have a monopoly is with government coercion and support.
Right, and even then, there's always going to be somebody that attempts to compete. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I say that, you're still going to have people try to compete even when you do have these government-backed, government-enforced monopolies. Let's look at AT&T. Back before being split up in, 1983, 1984?
Thereabouts.
Where they wound up being, the phone company, and I'm using air quotes there, where there were still a handful of small telephone service providers in really small towns, but, for the most part, AT&T was the phone company because government. Government said, we will only have one telephone service provider in this area. We will only have one telephone company that provides long-distance service. And, AT&T, you invented this service, so you get the contract. And then government said, wait a second, we have a problem here. There's a monopoly that we created. But I don't think the Supreme Court ever acknowledged that, it was government that created the monopoly that AT&T had. Again, there were attempts to be competitors. They just weren't ever really allowed to actually compete because government.
It's part of the human makeup to want to engage in commerce and to compete in business. People are always going to do it. They're always going to, because there's always going to be people who know how to do it better, and they're going to try and sell that to the public. Another aspect to consider coming up in the next segment. of Free Talk Live.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on tariffs, monopolies, and a possible war with North Korea? Well, at least one U.S. senator says it would be worth it. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about tariffs, which in turn relates to shopping and how tariffs wind up increasing the cost of when you do business, specifically when you, as a consumer, go shopping. But something that will not cost you more when you go shopping is to first go to shop.freetalklive.com. Yeah, it takes you a few extra seconds to...
Oh, so it costs you seconds.
But not money.
Are you lying to the audience?
Time is money, my friend.
There's cost.
Time is money.
Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then from there you can bookmark Walmart, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Unfortunately, not Amazon US. They broke up with us for explaining what an affiliate program does. But there are other sites that you can go to from shop.freetalklive.com. And again, go there, bookmark the sites that you want, and then just click the bookmarks. No extra steps needed. Shop.freetalklive.com.
The story we're talking about with the tariffs, there was one final perspective I wanted to share with it from the great Walter Williams. I don't know how you guys feel about Dr. Williams. I grew up hearing him sub in for Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
And he's great.
I met him back in 2004.
Oh, good for you, Daryl.
Yes.
So I would encourage everyone to think of the economy as something, the global economy as something that we all participate in.
And he's got a very unique perspective on endangered species.
Oh, well, you'll have to tell me about that.
Yes.
But he was talking about tariffs and trade, and I want us to consider ourselves as, I'll just give you the picture that he paints. And he talks about global actors in trade being in the same boat. So we're in a boat, and we're in the same boat with the Chinese. And we take, in order to supposedly...
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Good one. To wage a trade war, we shoot a hole on their side of the boat, and they get upset about that. So in order to retaliate,
put the holes on their side of the boat, so we're not going to sink because it's their side of the boat.
In order to retaliate and to improve their situation, they take out a pistol and they shoot a hole in our side of the boat. So nobody's being helped. We're all trading together and working to make a better world and a more prosperous world. And then you've got these grifters, people calling themselves the government, who want to referee it and dip their hand into the commerce and take their share, even though they're not contributing anything to it.
Right. They want to do what Bastiat referred to as legal plunder.
Yeah. They're not gonna, you can make a plausible argument for anything. So if somebody tells them that they can, if somebody tells Donald Trump that he can help the American steel worker by stealing money from people freely engaging in the steel trade, he'll do it. This seems like another example of him just believing whatever the last person said to him.
Right. And there was actually a report, totally getting off topic here, but there was the report where, what was it, 2 days after he made the statement of take guns now, due process later, he had a meeting with the NRA, and he totally 180'd his position, and no, I'm not going to take guns, and due process is a thing that exists, something, something, blah, blah, blah. So totally just agreeing with the last person that he talked with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think that these new tariffs are going to stand. I don't think they're going to be enacted. I think he's going to be, I think the right, smart people in the room are going to talk him out of it. They're not going to let it happen.
Can the president unilaterally impose a tariff?
He's doing it under the aegis of national security. The president can do these kinds of things on commodities that support our defense, basic commodities like steel.
So all you've got to do is say, national security, and you can do whatever you want.
Right.
round up all the Japanese Americans, put them in concentration camps. Anybody speaking German in public, just arrest them because national security. Anybody that's, you know, a little darker skinned, that might say Allah in public, just lock them up. No due process because national security. Is that basically what we're talking about here, that the president can do?
Well, more specifically, we're talking about taking an excuse, the national security excuse, to meddle in strictly economic and trade affairs. But, yeah, you
right,
could apply
but national
it.
Security could apply to anything.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. And we've actually got Zach calling in from New York. Listening online, Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. I was wondering if you were familiar with Anthony Cumia and his Compound Media Network that he founded about 4 years ago.
Isn't he the guy from Opie and Anthony?
Yes, he is, indeed. The funny one.
I know the name, but I know nothing about the media company that he created.
He got in trouble for saying some stuff on their podcast or in on their satellite channel, and basically SiriusXM fired him, and so he went off to do his own thing, and I really haven't heard too much since then.
So what about it, Zach?
Well, they've expanded their programming from just Anthony Cumia's show to now they have at least a half a dozen, if not more, specifically In Hot Water, You're Welcome with Michael Malice, and the New York City Crime Report, which is a comedy show where they just talk about interesting crimes and funny things that happen. But it has been renamed the Free Speech Network because in light of the potential shutdown, it's inevitable, of Alex Jones' channel, it's one of the last remaining beacons of free speech that is out there. And it's very, very entertaining stuff. And I was just wondering what you guys thought about free speech in media and where it's at right now.
I think generally, you can say what you want out there. You're not going to likely get censored as a result. Obviously, if you say something that's sufficiently a deviation from the norm, it's unlikely that you're going to get major distribution on major channels. But major channels are becoming less and less important over time. Like, for instance, I saw the Joe Rogan Experience is in the top 10 podcasts in the world. You know, Joe's beholden to nobody. I think it's okay. There are times here in the United States when reporters will be forced to give information that they shouldn't have to give due to their confidentiality privilege. But all in all, yeah, I think you can say pretty much what you want.
You're welcome with Mike. Michael Malice is excellent.
Yes, he's
I'll leave it at that.
I know nothing about the guy other than he wrote the book, Dear Reader, about Kim Jong-un.
He and his team beat Free Talk Live and Family Feud at Porkfest a few years ago.
What is very interesting is that Anthony Cumia is the one that inspired Joe Rogan to build his studio in the first place. That's where it all started, with Anthony Cumia's face.
So he couldn't be kicked off of the air someplace?
Zach,
oh, yeah, no.
You.
He's got like 50,000-plus subscribers now.
Zach, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about economic-related things. And I came across this report a couple of days ago on UPI about Uber and Lyft. And the surprising claim by some researchers at MIT about the incredibly low wages earned by drivers working for Uber and Lyft. And, Johnny, you're aware of what Uber and Lyft are?
Yes, I am. They're ride-sharing services.
Yes. And, I've heard people say, oh, yeah, go work for Uber and Lyft. You can make a lot of money working for Uber and Lyft.
Well, I mean, you could certainly go get a job and work when you want to work. I mean, it gives you some flexibility.
Yes. But interesting claim here, according to researchers, again, from MIT, they say that people driving for Uber and Lyft earn a median profit of $3.37 per hour before taxes. The study analyzed...
I can't imagine they're paying much in taxes if they are making that.
Well, we'll get into that towards the end of the article, but MIT analyzed fiscal data from about 1,100 independent contractor drivers, and the study was performed by the MIT Center for Energy and Environmental Policy Research. According to the report, just under 75% of the drivers earned less than the prevailing minimum wage in their state, and about 30% said they actually lost money once factoring in vehicle expenses. The study found the driver's median income was 59 cents per mile once operating expenses, insurance, vehicle maintenance, depreciation, repairs, and fuel are included. The figure is reduced to 29 cents per mile, with the IRS standard deduction of 54 cents per mile. Drivers for Uber and Lyft actually are able to declare a loss on their tax returns. So your statement of they're not paying very much tax, yep, and
they're probably taking getting paid basically welfare through the income tax form.
The study here says that the numbers suggest that approximately 74% of driver profit is untaxed, facilitating an estimated $4.8 billion in untaxed income. Now, I find it interesting the low wage that is reported here, and I'm also kind of disturbed by sort of the conclusion that they reach of, oh, well, these people are evading taxes by making low amounts of money.
Yeah, I had the same reaction to the story that I have. That half of the story seems to be about the 54 cent per mile deduction and how that means that the U.S. government isn't going to be getting tax money from the Lyft and Uber drivers.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not fair. The U.S. government shouldn't be getting tax money from anybody.
Well, I think it's worth pointing out that about, best I can tell, so I think I looked up in 2009, there were 300 and something million people in the United States, 144 million tax returns filed. Some of those tax returns are joint.
Yes.
So I decided that that was going to be half. I just picked it, you know.
Right, and I've looked at the numbers more recently than that, and it's still about half.
About half of Americans file a tax return. About half of those people that file a tax return pay something in federal income tax. I'm not talking about FICA. I'm not talking about, you know, Social Security.
And you're not talking about people that on April 15th have to cut a check. You are talking about people that have a net negative that goes to the IRS. So,
right.
You know, yeah, some of these people might get a refund, but the refund is not greater to or equal than the amount that was deducted from their check.
So FICA, Social Security, and all that stuff still goes through the IRS. I'm talking about federal income tax. It's a particular tax that is taken out of withholding, or you've got to pay it directly. So about a quarter of Americans, from what I can tell, actually pay federal income tax. Now, you know, one might wonder, why are we filing these things at all if we don't get paid half? Well, the reason is because that other half, there's a few people out there that get zero, right?
Right.
But basically, some people pay a little bit above, some people get a little bit back, because, you know, there's really some money that's given away. The Republicans, who don't like welfare, decided that they wanted to include welfare inside of the tax return so that more people would file their tax return.
Is that the earned income tax credit?
Yeah, that's the head of household and all that other stuff, yes.
That's definitely part of it. And so, then there are other things of, you know, standard deductions and this extra deduction and itemized deduction, and then there's something to where if you make over certain amounts of money, you have this alternative minimum thing, and I read something recently that I think it was Jeff Bezos wound up because of something he actually paid no income tax last year. So, you know, there's all kinds of weird things to where, oh, well, if you live a lifestyle that we approve of, then we'll let you deduct it. You want a house, Johnny? We'll let you deduct off the mortgage interest, or maybe not, because that, you know, that's one of those political footballs that every couple of years gets sort of thrown around. But, oh, you have a bunch of children. We like people that reproduce. We'll give you extra deductions. You do this, we like that. We'll give you deductions. Oh, you do this other thing? Yeah, we're not going to give you deductions for that. Oh, do you live in a state that has a local sales tax? We'll let you deduct off the amount of sales tax you paid from your income, from your federal income tax. But we're not going to necessarily let you deduct your property tax if it's above a certain amount. And these are all sorts of things that, you know, they're these weird political footballs to encourage certain lifestyles.
That much is true. There's, you know, ultimately what it comes down to in this is you know, the government, really only about 10% of the U.S. population is paying really anything of any note into federal income tax. And one might wonder why we're all threatened over having to fill out this paperwork.
Because, see, we want you to wind up ratting on yourself because your employers are sending us papers. And then if what you send us doesn't match up with what they send us, even though what they send us could be inaccurate, we're going to believe what they send us. So just go ahead and, you know, rat on yourself and tell us how much of your money we wind up getting to keep.
Well, you do bring up an interesting point. So there's an implicit accusation that goes into, you know, filling out tax returns, right? So what I would say is this. Remember, they could all end up in a court case. This is evidence in a court case.
Yes.
What I would say is that, look, I think I'm responsible for paying whatever you have evidence for that I made. Other than that, I'm not going to tell you any new information.
Right.
Why would I testify against myself?
If you actually want your IRS thing to go to court, you actually have to pay for them to hear it. So they will say, you gave us bad information. Do you want to appeal this or just give us money? And if you say, I want to appeal this, well, you've got to pay us money for us to hear the appeal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not giving you a dime. Please remove me from your mailing list.
We'll see.
But, of course, they're not actually going to do that because, you know, it's not a voluntary interaction.
They pretty much removed Ian from their mailing list.
No, they sent him letters in Spanish a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Just up to update their files.
Yes.
Hasn't paid in more than a decade.
Por favor, Señor Freeman, update your file, por favor.
Yeah.
Although it said a lot more words, and he had to use Google Translate to figure out exactly what it said, because he doesn't speak Spanish very well.
No.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is your smartphone spying on you more than you thought? Maybe it is. We'll tell you about it, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go back to the phones here in just a moment. But I want to make sure that I tell you about a wonderful online directory of liberty-minded businesses. This is something that libertarians of all stripes have wanted for years. And, well, we're helping build one. I'm talking about liberty.menu. Liberty.menu, excellent name, by the way, is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, plus so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp. And there's actually a bit of a social networking component built in so that you, as a user, can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu, code FTL. And again, that gets you a special FTL listener badge. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Duke calling in from South Jersey. Duke, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show. I was talking about, like, taxes in New Jersey is kind of high. We're a very high tax state, our property taxes and all. And when you work during the year in a regular job, it depends on what you claim. Like if you claim zero, then you get a decent tax return at the end. If not, if you claim two, then you get it weekly. So like there's nothing really to look forward to. And we have high property taxes. And myself, personally, I mean, I've been single my whole life, so I was really taxed. I never really had deductions. And, you know, and now that I'm older, I'm 57, I own my own home, I pay property taxes for schools and stuff, and I don't have any children. And I don't really believe that's all that fair for the single guy, you know?
Right. And going back to your statement about how you file on withholdings, the question that you really need to ask yourself is, do you really want to loan the federal government money at zero interest? Because that's what happens when you wind up, you know, filing some high number and then they take out more and then you get a big refund at the end of the year. You're basically loaning them money without interest.
Exactly. What is the sense? I mean, personally, myself, I've always saved what I needed during the year and bought what I wanted anyway. I never really looked forward to some tax return that was going to save my life. If you want to, you know, make more money, that's how you got to earn more money through the year if you actually want to get ahead. You know what I mean?
Yep. And there's a wonderful thing that the Tax Foundation calculates every year, and they've not updated it for 2018 yet. But they come up with what's called Tax Freedom Day, meaning that it's the date at which you start actually making money for yourself.
April or May?
It varies from state to state. So the national average for last year was April 23rd. Duke, you're calling in from Jersey. Tax Freedom Day in New Jersey last year was May 13th.
Well, I'll give you for instance, because I was a butcher first when I started out for 15 years in the casinos. Then I turned into a union carpenter. Now, in 2005, I went on an outside job, and we were doing 7-12 trying to get the building done, meaning 7 12-hour days. Wow. I was grossing like $2,800 a month. I mean a week, and I was taking home like $1,600. So they would take half for taxes. The more money that you make, the more they take.
Oh, yeah.
I never complained because I was making really good money, and it's just that's what they do. They take your money. You can't fight City Hall. You just got to be glad you have a job and grin and bear it, right?
And then on top of those federal taxes, you also have your state and local taxes. And, again, Tax Foundation shows that in 2017, the average American household spent more money on taxes than food, clothing, and housing combined.
Wow.
Well, think of it this way. In New Jersey, let's say you're making $50,000 a year. Okay, if you're, what are you taking home for your net? Like $33,000, something like that?
That might be what you take home, and then you have your local property taxes that you have to pay that don't get withheld from your paycheck. You've got local fuel tax. You've got local sales tax. There's all these other taxes that nickel and dime you. So at the end of the year, you're not making anywhere near, you know, as far as actual profit. You don't have anywhere near what you're actually bringing home.
Well, no, you don't, but that's just the cost of living in America. We live in a free country. I mean, I never really looked at it that way. I just looked at it as, well, that's the expense, you know? I mean, you got to pay your car insurance. Now they just hit us with a 28-cent gas tax on top of our gas. We're like the highest tax state in the country for property taxes. You know what I mean? Like, my taxes are $5,300 for a small house, you know, a rancher. But yet in Florida, they'd probably be like $1,500 for the year.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you think about taxes, let's presume that taxes are necessary for a moment in the conversation. What percentage of your income is the proper amount, and should it slide on a scale based on how much you make, and you know which percentage of the population should bear it, and that sort of thing? In the case of income taxes, really, it's the high income earners that pay the most in income tax. It's, you know, they get the middle class in things like property tax and, you know, all kinds of other gas tax and all kinds of other taxes, cell phone taxes and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, but the top 1% of the earners in this country, like all these rich people, that's fine. I mean, they pay way more than the other people pay, but they actually make more too, and they're fortunate. And I don't fault them or blame them on anything that they want. I mean, they make the money. You know what I mean? Like that's in America, you can be whatever you want to be, and if you have the drive, you could be a millionaire, or you could have your own business. So I don't believe in people that like want a handout and like this communist Marxist liberal agenda, you know, like, hey, you got the chance just as the next guy. Some people are born into it, and some people make it on their own, you know?
I love the sound of that. I don't think that's really the case in the United States today. Earlier, you said that we lived in a free country, and
well,
I don't...
Go ahead.
My data on that is that in the United States incarcerates per capita at a higher rate than any other country in the world. So I don't think that we're free because of that fact.
Well, we're free to do what we want as long as we don't break the law. Now New Jersey is
right, but there are so many laws, Duke, to where there was a book written, what was it, about 15 years ago, called Three Felonies a Day, showing that the average person, you know, unwittingly commits three felonies every single day. So everybody breaks the law. There should not be so many laws that you're accidentally committing felonies.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, Why don't they enforce the immigration laws? I mean, look at what happens in our country in California and these other states, these liberal states. Why don't they enforce the laws that are on the books? I mean,
they've got a huge amount of Border Patrol and ICE agents and all that other stuff. They're attempting to enforce the law. This is what enforcing the law looks like.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, but. I'm not down on like immigrants trying to come here, but come here the right way. You know what I mean?
Do you know what the right way is, Duke?
I really don't know what the procedure is because I was born here. You know,
it costs on average about $15,000 and takes anywhere from 1 to 2 decades.
Wow, that's pretty long. I know
yes.
for a fact that Chinese people that want to come here, they have no problem bringing the cash and coming here. And then they come here and they buy up real estate in Manhattan and all this, and there are a lot of entrepreneurs that come here, and I understand that there's procedures, but I don't think there should be illegal crossings.
Well, illegal crossings really aren't the biggest problem when it comes to illegal immigrants. Most of them are here because they overstayed legal visas.
Yes,
you're 100% right, because I've been in Russian women that have just come here and they just stay. You know, they're in these jobs and all of a sudden they got a driver's license and they're into the system. Which, hey, you know, I would, you know, if you wanted to leave like some country like Venezuela or some depressed place, I don't blame them for trying to come here.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.